I'd like to see those pictures.
Excuse me?
Let's welcome in our next guest.
You can find him on Twitter at John_Madsen, former Ute and former Oakland Raider. It is John Madsen. Hey, John, thanks for joining us.
Hey, John.
Yeah, guys, how you doing?
Well, we're getting ready for the NFL draft. It's always a fun time of year, trying to project where all these local stars will go. It seems pretty universal now. Utah's left tackle, Garrett Bowles, is going to be selected somewhere in that first round. What do you make of him overall as an athlete and a prospect, John? I mean, he thinks he might be able to run a 4.7 or a 4.8 40.
Yeah, you know what? He's a tremendous athlete. I know from a couple of bigger name agents in the NFL that, you know, they loved him. They loved his athleticism. And so he's just one of those guys that kind of have all the tools that NFL teams want to see. So I don't know what he's going to run, but he is a tremendous athlete, so hopefully he runs well.
John, you took a really unusual path to the NFL, not being a big-time football player in high school and then going to Utah. You ended up showing up on draft boards. You got hurt. You kind of fell off those draft boards. Well, what would you tell a guy like, you know, a Pita Talmoipunu or maybe a Hunter Dimmick who had a great season at Utah and didn't get an invite to the combine? What mindset do they have to try and make it to the NFL despite maybe not having the most hype?
Yeah, you know what? For me, it was crazy. I had, you know, 50 to 75 agents calling on a daily basis from the time the Fiesta Bowl was over all through my senior year. Was really slotted to get drafted high in the NFL draft, first day for sure, but I broke my leg and couldn't run for 10 months. So, there was no combine, there was no pro day for me, but I knew that I was going to get a shot to be an undrafted guy. So that really wasn't a question. I knew that phone was going to ring at least to get a plane ticket and a shot. And so whenever I'm talking to guys that are kind of outside looking in, it's just that they have to be ready for the moment. And what I mean by that is if you're going in as an undrafted free agent, you're the lowest guy on the totem pole all through, you know, the OTAs and the summer and then training camp. Every guy on the team is going to get more reps than you do. And when you do get your chance, whether it be for, you know, guys being hurt or, you know, whatever, you just got to be ready. In my case, I was barely getting any reps over the summer. I was a wide receiver still. I was basically taking part in the first part of practice, the individual drills, and then the rest of the time I'd watch my teammates, you know, get reps at 7-on-7 and team versus team. And so I just take a knee and watch. And so I thought my days were limited. But there was one day when a couple tight ends were hurt, and there was another guy who had a family emergency, so he wasn't there. And all of a sudden I look over and the two tight ends they do have are gassed. One guy's throwing up on the sideline, and they didn't have anybody to put in on scout teams. And so the offensive coordinator looked at me. I was wearing number 10 at the time, and I was a big wide receiver. He's like, hey, can you come run some tight end for me? I was like, sure. I strapped up the helmet and proceeded to catch about 5 balls in 6 plays and was super fresh. And from that day on, it took that one day. I was just ready for that one day. I was waiting for that one day. And they transitioned me into playing more tight end, and next thing I know, I had a great preseason and made opening day roster. And so when I see these guys, it's like you never know when you're going to get that chance, but when you get it, you have to be ready.
You know, thinking about your story, John, you're about, what, 6'5 or 6'6. You're a great athlete overall, obviously. You were an amazing basketball player who came to football late. Sounds a lot like Utah's wide receiver, Tim Patrick, this year. A tall dude who, you know, maybe he's a little leaner than you were. Do you see a potential transition like that in his future? Or what would the difference be? Is there a weight difference that you have to be before you can start to add all that weight?
Yeah, you know, when I was a like, I got to Utah at about 205 pounds, but by the time I played as a senior, I was 225. When I was playing in Oakland in the summer, I was 6'5", 230 pounds. So I was teetering right there on that, you know, upper echelon of weight for a wide receiver anyways. With Tim, I think I'm pretty sure he's around the 205, 210, so it'd be hard for him to really stack that much weight to play tight end, but I think he's a tremendous athlete. I think that, you know, with his height and his athleticism, for him, you know, it's all about that 40 time. If he can run, in the 4.6s, you know, 4.5 would be great. If he could run in that range, being that tall, I think that athletes like that get, you know, they get a shot.
John Madsen's our guest, 1320K fan, former Utah wide receiver. Wide receivers are going to be a big focus now in Utah's offense with Troy Taylor. Do you expect they're going to be able to make the drastic change in one offseason that they've talked about with Troy Taylor, or do you think it's going to take a few years if they can get there?
You know, it's just all about development. You know, I think that, you know, if guys are willing and they put that extra work in, then, you know, it doesn't have to take a couple of years. It's just a matter of, you know, staying after practice and working on all their stuff. And if that happens, you know, I don't think it necessarily needs to take a couple of years. I think it can happen pretty quickly.
Do you think there's a real quarterback battle at Utah with now Cooper Bateman, the ex-5-star quarterback coming in town? He's going to at least get a shot to play quarterback. Does he have a real chance to beat out Troy Williams, in your opinion?
You know, I don't know. I've heard from some guys that have watched Cooper throw the ball, and they claim that he throws a really, really good ball. And, you know, he's a big-time recruit. Who knows, you know, what the real story was behind, you know, the transfer and what went on. But I'm sure that, you know, he has the ability to play quarterback. And, you know, I'm not – we've all seen Utah, you know, when they've tried to have two quarterbacks, it's like you want them to choose one and just go with it. But it doesn't hurt to have depth at that position for sure, especially in the Pac-12. Somebody goes down, it's always good to have a viable option to back up.
John, do you feel like you have an affiliation to the Raiders now that they're moving from Oakland potentially to Las Vegas? At least it seems like that's an opportunity. Is that something you would like to see? I mean, they'd be a little closer to you, or is it something you'd be sad to see them leave Oakland?
You know, just playing in Oakland, I would like to see them stay, but, I mean, Las Vegas is a closer trip. I definitely think about buying season tickets if that move happened. And, you know, at first I was against it. Now, you know, I don't really care. I think that having an NFL team in Las Vegas would be an interesting thing all the way around. But, yeah, man, if they go, I definitely go support it and watch the game.
You can find him on Twitter at John_Madsen, former Utah NFL player. John, really great stuff. We appreciate your time.
Thanks, John.
Yeah, thanks for having me, guys.